most excited to see from your team, the way they responded in the fourth quarter, now getting a chance to play in front of the home crowd tonight?
Yeah, I think two separate, overlapping, linked things that you're thinking about. One of them is really just, having an opportunity to play at home with our fans. The enthusiasm and support that they've provided, us, throughout the course of the season, particularly, since the All-Star break, we had that really long homestand that I think created a lot of enthusiasm and really created a connection between our guys, and the fans. That's how it felt to me. As far as coming, the fact that we're playing at home, we know that, we've done some things that, we're happy with. We also know that there are some things we need to do better. And I think going into the game with that mindset, we know, what a formidable opponent New York is, and the level of effort and execution, it doesn't change whether you're at home or on the road.
Yeah, Quinn, Tony, when that first game you got signed in, kind of struggled against the Knicks, and then you hadn't really played him until game two when you gave him the 12 minutes. What did you think of what he gave you guys in that time, and kind of his progress between that first Knicks game and game two?
I don't think anybody, Tony, when I threw him in the fire of that first Knicks game, he hasn't played basketball for a couple months because he'd been hurt. So that was, the expectations on my part were low. I just wanted to get his feet wet. I think what he's done for us, of late, last game, providing us, a physical presence. He's a true center. That said, Mo's done the same thing. They're just very different players. Mo's able to, has some versatility defensively. Tony's ability to just his size, around the rim, particularly against Robinson. But there's a number of ways that both those guys impact the game. That's one of those playoff situations that, all hands on deck, everybody's going to be ready. But to your original question, maybe more specifically, really happy with, Tony being ready to play. You could also see a comfort level, even though there haven't been a lot of games, just being around the team, practicing and doing some of those things.
Coach, it feels like we've seen a little bit more of the Jalen and Jonathan and Onyeka trio together in the first couple of games. Did that lineup, that combination, require any kind of specific ramp up? And what do you like about that lineup in terms of the strengths?
Every lineup has different strengths and weaknesses. You can dig into that. And, I think with that group, we're going to fall into a number of different lineups that overlap at various times. And some of that's dictated by what the Knicks are doing and whether we want to try to chase a matchup or how we're playing. And I think when those guys are on the court together, we really need to defend. We need to defend and we need to run. They need to run for each other. And they're capable of doing that. So we're going to continue. I think it's something we've been very specific about as a group, whether it's minutes, rotations, shots, touches, who starts, who finishes. This is the playoffs, and whatever those lineups are that end up on the floor, we've got to try to maximize where they are, and I think you'll continue to see a variety of lineups.
A lot has been made of you guys leading the league in assists this year, top 10 all time, all those things. And those numbers are down in the series so far. Those two games, a small sample. But how much of that is just the way that the playoffs stylistically changed? It's almost always going to bring that number down, and how you play offense and how that kind of back and forth goes.
Honestly, I think it has for us right now. And, playing the Knicks, so it's hard to make a more general statement, but the way that the job that they do shifting and making it difficult to get an advantage. You know, their defense is, you know, it's a, their shell is thick and hard to crack. And so, you know, it takes a lot of work to get it in there. And then you've got to kick it out, and you probably got to swing it one more time. And I think for us, you know, finding more of a rhythm in that and generating more catch and shoot threes would be a good thing for us. I also think they made it hard in transition. They're able to impact the offensive glass with individual players at a high level without having to send multiple guys. So they're able to get back offensive rebound and get in transition defense. So we're going to keep trying to get out and run. We're going to keep trying to get into the paint, have our eyes out, and generate some of those assists. You know, hopefully we got to make the shot to count the assists. So one of the areas I think we, you know, our execution can continue to improve. But to your point, I think it's also true of the playoffs. You know, things do slow down. We don't want to just accept that as the norm, but continue to try to play the way we want to play.
Coach, through two games, Josh Hart at 27 rebounds, obviously, you know, pretty high for, he's usually a good rebounder, but pretty high even for
him. I couldn't hear the first part of the question.
Josh Hart through the first two games, 27 rebounds. What have you seen from him, and how do you limit those opportunities from him?
Yeah, I mean, he's tenacious when he crashes. Particularly from the high quad and the perimeter. I think he has a great anticipation for when a shot's going to be taken, and it's not enough to, you know, to kind of mark him and put a body on him. He's going to work to run through you, and does it just with physicality. It's just good, clean, hard play. So we just got to do a better job. First, I think recognizing that when you're in a rotation situation, it's not always as easy as just going, oh, there he is. You know, you've got to locate him. And I think the same thing was true last game of JC, from Jordan Clarkson, the way that we crashed. And obviously, the way that he crashed, you know, Robinson, that one's pretty obvious. So we've got to, our commitment's got to run deeper to that, and we need to be better at it.
When the last time the Knicks were here, Nikhil had his rookie game. Start to the postseason, maybe not on par with where he typically is, but he has postseason experience. Just the conversation with him in the first two games, are there any direct instructions, or is it just you kind of trust his feel to figure out?
I think there's always, you know, we always like to talk and figure out if there's, you know, what can we do? You know, let's watch on film. What are you thinking? How can we help? What can you do? You know, how can we make different reads, et cetera, et cetera. I think maybe the most important thing with Nikhil is even if the productivity wasn't what it was that previous game, he still really impacted the series just with his gravity. And there's a fearlessness about him that's willing to take a big shot. And he never wavers on the defensive end. So having said all that, the physicality and the speed of the game, you know, I think is something we're settling into. And we're going to keep, have so much belief in Nikhil and what he's capable of doing. And, you know, as you go through a series, you find, you know, certain ways to make it a little easier. And I think that's important for him to continue to identify those things and, you know, let the game come to him, which I know he can do.
Hey, Coach, more of a fun one. If you had to give us a
ask me about one glasses again.
If you had to give us a one word description for what we're in store for tonight, what would it be and why?
One word description.
Yeah. Or descriptive.
There's no way I can describe what's going on with myself and my team in this game. One word. So that's, I can think of a word that means that. But I'll respectfully pass on trying to capture that, because the magnitude of this game at home, you know, two teams, how I feel about being, it's hard to friend with one word. Thanks, though.